room is severe in nature. On the far side of the room is a rather no-nonsense looking bed. From here, you can almost feel the crisp red cotton of its flawless sheets. Hung from the wall next to the bed is a display of different pleasure devices. There are chains, whips, crops, cuffs, and toys galore. They are meticulously organized according to the wishes of the master of the chamber. The man who would be Wrath is standing next to the bed, inspecting the blood-red gem of his cufflink on a pristine white dress shirt. His outfit is a suit of midnight black, shoes to match. Not one strand of hair is out of place, but styled most carefully. He slightly taps his left foot in impatience, you assume. You softly pad a few steps into the room and the heavy door slams shut behind you. His head snaps up to see you there and he holds you in his steely gaze. Stop. Don't move. So, you've come to Wrath. You want to feel dominated. You want to be demeaned. You desire for the control to be relinquished to another. To be my personal slut. Good girl. In this room, I am in control. Never forget that. Now, follow me. I always delight in the girls that come to my room, so eager for sexual release, yet so reserved in their means to obtain it. You are one of those good girls, aren't you, pet? You've come to be used and are prepared to beg for every ounce of pleasure. I'm right, aren't I? Yes, good girl. Remove your clothes. You won't be needing them for the remainder of your time here. I'll wait. And watch. No, please do take your time. Better. Good. Well, don't you have a lovely little soft frame? Capable and limber, I can see that. Just the right amount of muscle, mixed with just the right amount of soft. I'm sure your flesh will be very responsive. Oh, you aren't going to blush now, are you? How cute. Sit. Now, before I have my way with you, I will fill you in on the way things work here. There are quite a few rules in this room, kitten, and you will follow them in and any order I give you to the letter during your stay without question. Rule 1. You will not speak unless asked. Rule 2. You will not seek any means of your own pleasure unless I have given you permission to do so. And Rule 3. You will do whatever I tell you to do when I tell you to. Hesitation and brattiness are not permitted under my hand. Understood? Good girl. See? We're going to get along just fine. Now, I want you to take your hand and cup that pretty little pussy of yours. Remember the rules? No hesitation. That's right. Lean back a little. Now, run your fingers along that slit, slowly and sensually. Really think about every nerve ending, every soft inch of skin. Every sliver of pleasure. Have you ever done so? No, of course you don't even consider it. You're always just trying to get it over with, aren't you? Well, we aren't going to do that today. Not right away, anyway. Close your eyes. Now, spread that cunt open just a little. Expose it to my gaze. Yes, just like that, kitten. Feel the cool air caress your heated folds? Feel how wet you are starting to get for me? Well, you can get wetter, we both know it, and I'm not going to reward you until you do. Save your pathetic modesty for another time. This room is about pleasure and control. Now, spread those lips a little wider and slide your fingers right along the inside of the outer lips. Slowly. Feel that? The way the flesh is hot velvet under your fingertips. Can you feel your belly tightening, the rest of your skin growing flush? You want more, don't you? Of course you do. It feels good. And you're following orders, being a good girl. Go ahead and make circles around that needy clit while I see if I can't find us something to add to the intensity. Let's see. Have any preferences? Oh, kitten, you've definitely come to the right fucking place. Don't you dare touch that clit or try to slip a finger into that tight pussy. You keep making circles, girl. Do not stop. Oh yes. Whimper and whine for me. I love the sound of it. So, no preferences. Just simply ready to obey. Oh, but you'll obey, all right. If you want your permission to come. And oh, how I am going to make you work for the right to come. Now, which way to go about it? Perhaps the whip? No, too advanced. A cane? Possibilities? Have you ever been caned? How lovely. I suppose I could... Wait a minute. Sometimes the old ways are the best. Do you know how the riding crop came about? Brazen moan, huh? Oh, you naughty girl. Does the sight of me holding a riding crop excite you? Intimidate you a little? Well, I won't bore you with too much of the history, but I may say that it's a turn of the 20th century development that I myself am rather fond of. Centuries before, it was originally for animals and slaves, of course. The whip during those times, with its long rope-like lash, was used to keep them in line. Sometimes the crack of its leather was enough of a motivator, but sometimes fleshly contact was necessary. Over time, there were many variations to the whip, the length of the lash and the make of the rod, the materials used. The crop, though. The crop. Feel its soft leather as I run it up your arm? It's an almost unassuming thing, isn't it? Horses were trained to respond to its gentle taps, and even just its simple resting against their horseflesh. Sliding across your chest, one shoulder to the other. Don't you want to respond for me? You may now touch your clit. Such a good girl. We English had it right, I think. Not only does the riding crop, originally called a hunting whip, the old fox hunts, you know, well, not only does it look sophisticated. Oh, my. Look at your belly quiver as the little leather loop snakes its way downwards. Do you like the way it feels as I run it up and down along your thigh? Such a fox under my hunter's eye, indeed. And how does that twat feel? Are you learning to appreciate every circle I'm permitting you to have, girl? Go ahead, ask me to allow you to rub more vigorously. Yes? Would you like to? It would feel good, wouldn't it? Ask me again. Well, the way you beg, pet. Very well. You may add some pressure to that little pleasure button. I want you to make it intense for yourself, but don't overdo. Remember, you don't get to come without my permission. Do you know why the riding crop became favoured by any good horseman? Balance. At high speeds, balance can be hard to maintain. With a crop, all the master need do is flick their wrist just right and the subordinate adheres to their command. Did you like that, pet? Look at the little market left behind. Would you like another? Ask for another. Good girl. Say thank you. Such a lovely little pliable creature. How have you not yet been snatched up by a fitting master? Pity. Well, their loss is our gain, is it not? I'm sure you've noticed I've got a collar or two hanging with the rest of my toys. You keep eyeing them, and I may just have to fit you with one. Actually, you keep visiting me and being such a good girl, and I will just claim you for myself. Now, please me again and ask for another. Beg for another. Such a good girl. My, look at your thigh, kitten. Pink with my marks and glistening with your wetness. So sexy to see my marks there. Do you like them? Me too. In fact, I think I shall reward your obedience. Let's see, just remove this jacket. I find your eager consent to my whims has made my own body somewhat warm, not to mention very aroused. There now, look. Your obedience has made me very hard indeed. You can see the outline of my thickening cock through my briefs, can't you, kitten? Now, let's just... let's just flip you to your hands and knees. Aren't you a pretty little picture for me? A wanton minx on all fours, spread and dripping. Oh, I'm sorry, did I tell you to stop rubbing that clit? Get to it. There's a good girl. Quick to get back on my good side. Does it set you on fire, looking back at me? Seeing me stand behind you with my dick hard and straining against my clothes? Yes, kitten. Whimper and moan for me. Plead for my cock. You want it so badly, don't you? And if I just press into that cunt with my hard on... fuck. Yes. Your pussy is scorching, pet. You're already soaking my underclothes. It feels so good. Keep rubbing yourself. I'll allow you to press back into me and grind while you do so. Yes. More, you needy minx. I want you to really go at that cunt. If you want to come, you best act like it. There you go. I'll bump my cock into that needy hole. Maybe next time I'll let you feel it slide into you. Maybe not. It depends on how well you obey me tonight. That's it. Match the pace of my grinding. Fuck, yes. Yeah, such a good girl. Rub that cunt. Let me grab your belly low and help you pull into my hard dick even more. And I think I'm going to bite your shoulder while I've got you this close. I need to bite something. I knew you'd like that. You are such a naughty little girl slut, aren't you? Yeah, go on. You can tell me. Yes. Tell me what a dirty cock whore you are. Tell me how much You like being a little slut for me. Fucking grinding away at my clothed shaft like a little kitten in heat. Do you like obeying me, pet? You do, don't you? Do you like being mastered? I bet. Oh, yes. I bet you would love to be collared, wouldn't you? My own personal cock whore. Oh, good girl. I'm getting close, kitten. Are you close, pet? You're grinding against me like such a good girl. You must be close. You better be fucking close. Good. Remember, you have to ask me. So ask me, slut. Again. Again. Beg for it, slave. Tell me how much you want to come for Master Wrath. Oh, fuck yes. Good girl, come for me. Now, pet, come. Yes. Excellent. Good girl. See? Didn't I tell you we were going to get along famously when you obey? Ah, yes, nuzzle into my hand while I stroke your face and hair. That's a good girl. Such a good girl. You've pleased me, kitten. And I meant what I said, pet. I've a collar, if you've got the neck. Keep coming back to me, and I won't be giving you the choice. Just remember, regardless of any collar, I'm in control in this room. And when you're in this room, you belong to me. Good girl, indeed.